Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Kira. Today, we're diving into the digital depths of Dell Technologies' fiscal year 2025 first quarter financial results. Buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride through the world of tech and numbers.
Indeed, Jackie. Dell has given us a lot to unpack from their recent earnings call. They've reported a revenue of $22.2 billion, which is up 6% year over year. Quite impressive, especially considering the exceptional growth in servers and a resurgence in their commercial PC business.
That's right, Kira. And let's not forget the star of the show, artificial intelligence. Dell's AI-optimized servers have seen orders increase to $2.6 billion, with shipments up more than 100% sequentially to $1.7 billion. It seems like AI isn't just a buzzword for Dell, it's a booming business.
Absolutely, Jackie. And speaking of AI, Dell's AI server backlog has grown to $3.8 billion, which is up by about $900 million sequentially. They also highlighted their AI strategy during their annual Dell Technologies World Customer event, emphasizing data as the differentiator and AI moving to the data because it's more efficient, effective, and secure.
Efficiency and security music to the ears in the tech world. Now let's talk about their PC refresh cycle. With Windows 10 reaching end of life next year, Dell is optimistic about the demand for commercial PCs. They're betting big on AI-enabled architectures and applications to drive this demand.
Indeed, Jackie. On the financial side, Dell reported a net income of $923 million, which is down 4% primarily due to lower operating income. However, their adjusted free cash flow remains strong at $5.5 billion on a trailing 12-month basis.
Strong indeed. And let's not overlook their shareholder returns. Dell has returned $8 billion, or 103% of their adjusted free cash flow, to shareholders through stock repurchase and dividends since the inception of their capital return program. Talk about giving back.
That's a significant return to shareholders. Looking ahead, Dell expects FY25 revenue to be in the range of $93.50 to $97.5 billion, with a midpoint of $95.5 billion, which translates to an 8% growth. They are also anticipating growth in both their ISG and CSG segments.
With all this growth, it's clear that Dell is not just surviving, they're thriving. They continue to leverage their strengths and are well-positioned for the future, especially with AI and the upcoming IT hardware refresh cycle.
Absolutely, Jackie. It's going to be fascinating to see how Dell continues to evolve and adapt in this fast-paced tech environment. For now, though, it looks like they are on a solid path.
That's all for today's deep dive into Dell Technologies' earnings. We hope you found this episode as enlightening as we did. Now, we are taking a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more insights on exposed earnings.
You know what's crazy? There's finally an app that makes learning about and participating in the markets immersive, simple, and intelligent all at once. It's called Zeed. This platform combines snackable video lessons, embedded AI insights, and automated portfolio tracking capabilities. Trust me, you do not want to miss out.
And we're back. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's crucial for any tech giant: innovation and customer engagement. Dell's not just selling products, they're creating ecosystems.
Right you are, Jackie. At the Dell Technologies World Customer event, they unveiled the Dell AI Factory. This initiative is designed to accelerate AI innovation and adoption. It's a blend of Dell solutions and services optimized for AI workloads, partnered with giants like NVIDIA and Microsoft.
It's like they're building a playground for AI enthusiasts and enterprises alike. And speaking of playgrounds, let's talk about their new PowerEdge XE9680L server. It's an 8-way GPU server with features that scream future-ready.
Indeed, Jackie. The PowerEdge XE. 9680L is designed with direct-to-chip Orchid cooling, improving power efficiency by 2.5 times. It's part of Dell's strategy to not just participate in the AI revolution, but to lead it.
Leadership in tech often means looking ahead, and Dell's doing just that with their AI PCs. They've introduced models powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite, which supports massive AI models directly on your PC. It's like having a supercomputer right at your fingertips.
That's a game changer for professionals and creatives alike. Now let's not forget the financial aspect. Dell's operating income and net income have seen some fluctuations, but their strategic investments in AI and PC innovations seem poised to set them on a path of long-term growth.
Absolutely, Kira. And with their strong cash flow performance, Dell is in a good position to continue investing in these innovations. They've also been very strategic about their shareholder returns, which is always a good sign of a company's health.
To wrap up, Dell's focus on AI and high-performance computing, along with their proactive approach to the upcoming PC refresh cycle, shows a clear strategic direction. They're not just reacting to trends, they're anticipating and shaping them.
Well said, Kira. It's going to be exciting to see how all these investments and innovations play out in the coming quarters. For all you tech enthusiasts and investors out there, Dell is definitely a company to keep an eye on.
Thank you all for tuning into today's episode of Exposed Earnings. We hope you enjoyed our exploration of Dell Technologies earnings and their strategic moves in the tech world.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you love the show. Until next time, keep your investments smart and your tech smarter. This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.